Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at Ireland's new deposit return scheme, which launches on February 1st. Colin O'Byrne is with Return to Change at Voice Ireland and explains why the initiative is needed in Ireland.
A couple of reasons. One is that we don't collect enough of these bottles for recycling. They reckon that maybe 50% of the bottles and cans, plastic bottles and cans, don't actually end up going to the recycling bins to get recycled. They either end up going into the general waste bin and getting sent off to dumps or the incinerators, or they're just thrown lost as litter. Littering the environment up and down the country. So that's one reason. The other reason is, and kind of the reason that kick-started all of this, was the European Union has what's called the Single-Use Plastic Directive. So you might remember that one farrago about plastic straws being gone and the paper straws being brought in their place. As part of the Single-Use Plastic Directive, one of the things they want is a 90% collection rate for recycling of plastic bottles by the end of the decade. And the only really effective way to do this that any other country has figured out is through the deposit return scheme. So that's why we're implementing here one in Ireland as well.
Consumers will pay a small deposit on each single-use bottle or can when purchasing. And Colin explains the next steps to get their cash refund or store credit.
People keep their plastic bottles and cans with their bags or out where they keep their bags, could be in the back of the car, and bring it with them when they do their weekly shop. They put the bottles and the cans into the machines, get the chit out, which says they're due whatever amount in their deposit, and then that comes off their shopping bill at the end. That tends to be the experience across Europe. It becomes part of the shopping routine. You don't have to go to the supermarkets or the big reverse vending machines. You can bring it back to any shop. Now, some shops have decided to go for an exemption because they thought, well, look, we don't have the space. But they'll point you in the direction of the nearest shop who will take the bottles and cans. But really, shops can take back manually. They don't have to have machines.
Deposit return schemes are currently operating in 13 EU countries, with many more signed up to do it. And figures show that countries without a return system have an average recycling rate of 49%. Colin tells us how the countries already using such initiatives have seen figures rise.
Well, they've seen it go right up. Some countries get there quicker than others, but if you look at what I suppose you might call the gold standard for collection rates, is Germany and Norway. And Germany, I think, recently had a 98% collection rate. Norway usually gets in around anywhere between 94 and 96% every year collection of plastic bottles that were put on the market. And because you know exactly the bottles that are put on the market, they have to be registered with each respective scheme, you know how many are collected as well through the deposits that are given back. So, they would be the gold standards, and every other country really gets at least over 80%, you know, so far better than the 47% figure you gave there as the average.
A recent Red Sea poll by Voice Ireland showed that 76% of people are aware of the new scheme, and 86% of respondents have said they will participate in the return system. Colin tells us why people are rowing in behind it.
So the most cited motivation to take part in it was to reduce litter in my community, was the answer given. So that was great. Some people are just saying, like, well, all these bottles and cans, they realise that once the deposit return scheme comes in, there'll effectively be a bounty on empty plastic bottles and cans. So that, you know, you'll be seeing money roll around in the shape of plastic bottles and cans. And people generally don't tend to leave money roll around the place, the streets. So they're making the connection between the bounty on these containers and them not ending up as litter. And they just like to see their communities look a little bit better. And if you look at any kind of waste characterisation study in Ireland, the main, you won't be surprised to learn, but the main items tend to be bottles, cans, cigarette butts, and increasingly of late, single-use coffee cups. So getting the plastic bottles and cans out of there just make the area look a bit better. People, you know, feel a bit better about their community. Maybe the local Tidy Towns group don't have to spend so many volunteer hours picking up other people's bottles and cans. Instead, they can be doing something more constructive with their time, you know. So that's the benefits people kind of expect to see on a community or a local basis.
To learn more about the deposit return scheme, visit return.ie or Return for Change, or alternatively, check the show notes on this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.